Hey, Strongpreneurs. I'm excited to be with you today. We are on, what are we, July 2nd. I'm recording this and heading into we're in the middle of the 4th of July weekend. And I hope everyone has a safe holiday. Don't get drunk and stupid. Don't blow any fingers off. Get through the weekend without any of that, and it's probably a win for you. Well, listen, today I want to talk about a couple things that are really front and center in a lot of the conversations I've been having lately with people all over the country. Entrepreneurs, business owners, contractors, and the like. So the first is I want to talk about the fatal mistake that I see contractors, and actually, you know, not just contractors, but business owners in general making over and over and over. And so here's the deal. We live in an amazing time to own a business. You know, we've got this online world that's just phenomenal. You know, we can create content and great websites, and we got social media and email and all these things that really make our lives so much easier in many ways as entrepreneurs. We have reach that we never, ever could have had, you know, 20 years ago. With that, I see that it's really easy to blow off some of the fundamental activity that'll feed your business for many years to come. And that's the activity of being a hunter, getting out and prospecting for new business. And what I mean by that is it means you get off your butt and you shake some hands every day. You show up, hand out a business card, have a conversation, and be likable, and you create the habit of doing that over and over and over. Each day, just a little bit. I mean, if you handed out 2 business cards a day, think of the impact. Think of how many seeds that you would create. When I say hand out a business card, what I mean by that is you are trying to create something out of nothing, which to me is a requirement if you're going to be an entrepreneur, if you're going to be a business owner. You've got to get in the habit of creating something out of nothing. I remember years ago, I was hired to sell nails and tools to contractors out on job sites. And they gave me a truck. I think they gave me a $42,000 a year salary. And they said, go out and create something. And I went out and sold tens of thousands of dollars worth of nails each month. Just nails to contractors building crap. Because every time I saw a job site, I would just stop. Every time I saw a guy's truck in a restaurant, I would pull over and throw a card in the window. Or if he happened to be in the restaurant, I'd go find him. You know, if he's standing in line or something, I'd look for the shirt on the truck and say, hey, I saw your truck. I just wanted to stop. I built the habit of doing that. And that's when I worked for somebody else. Then I went off on my own. And we quickly grew our painting business from zero to over 300 projects a year. Pretty quickly, out of a 12 by 12 room in my basement, we had no website at the time. We had no real marketing plan. I didn't have trucks on the road. I didn't have a shop. And we did this because we built the habit of connecting with people that didn't know us 5 minutes ago. And that's the lost art or the fatal mistake that I see contractors making over and over is we want to just turn on this marketing switch like it's some easy button, okay? So I want to encourage you, all of you that are listening to this today, is set a challenge for yourself. Get started, create a goal, make a plan, and keep it simple. Then be accountable to somebody. You can hop into our Strongpreneur Facebook group and say, hey, you know, somebody on Friday asked me how I did with prospecting this week. My goal is this. Or if you have a coach or a mentor or another employee or a business partner or another entrepreneur that's a friend of yours. Okay. Be accountable. When we're accountable to somebody, we get better results. So don't fall prey to this fatal mistake that contractors are making, because the result of not connecting with new people over and over and over and creating something out of nothing is you have more inconsistent lead flow than you would if you were building this habit. So yes, you should still have a kick butt website, which you've heard me a million times talk about. you know, if you've listened to me for more than 3 minutes, you've heard me mention content marketing and how it can differentiate you and help you not only get found, but engage your ideal clients and really make the case for why you are the expert in your industry, in your area. Social media, yes, be involved. Okay, you need to be all these places in this day and age. But the thing I see people blowing off the most is they're not hunting. They're not getting out there prospecting, cold calling, whatever you want to call it. And it's really simple, guys, especially as a contractor. We can drive down the road and see rolls of carpet out in front of a house, and we can go, there's probably something happening in there that I might be able to connect with in some way. So I'm just going to knock on the door and introduce myself and say, you know, as a painting contractor, that's what I did. I'd see rolls of carpet. I'd knock on the door and I would say, hey, I'm Tom. I noticed that you have rolls of carpet out front. You have a dumpster with some old drywall. Not sure what's going on, but I just thought you might want to know me. And I would hand him my card. Half the time, three quarters of the time, they'd say, hey, we're good. No, thanks. We're painting it ourselves, or our contractor's doing it, whatever that might look like. But that other third of the time, it would turn into work maybe right away, usually not right away, but usually down the road. If I saw a truck of a remodeling contractor driving by me and they looked like they had their act together and they had a good brand and the dude wasn't a moron driving the thing and it was clean and respectable, I would pick up the phone immediately while they're driving in front of me in traffic and I would call the number and I'd say, hey, I'm Tom. You look like the type of contractor that I want to align myself with. I don't know if it makes sense, but maybe we should have a cup of coffee or a beer or some wings or, you know, a Kool-Aid or something. All right. So that's all it is, guys. It doesn't need to be crazy. It doesn't need to be scary. Just build the habit of doing that. All right. Second thing I want to talk about today is I'm seeing a lot on online and in different Facebook groups and things that I'm a part of where contractors are, I'll just call it the starving artist syndrome. Okay, we're good at what we do. We like building things, painting things, creating things, fixing things, and that's the art. We're good at that stuff, and we pursue doing the things that we're good at and that we love to do. You should love what you do. You should have a passion for the work that you do. Life is short, and by gosh, if we can do what we love to do and get paid for it, that's great. The problem is most do what they love but are not making enough money because they're not taking the time to hone the craft on the business side. You've spent all these years learning how to swing a hammer or cut something or build something or paint something or design something, but we're not putting in the time to hone the business skills. And that's what I want to encourage you with today. Listen, I want you all to follow your passions. I want you to have the freedom that you want as a business owner. I want you to wake up happy to go to work each day. Okay? You put boots on the ground and you're excited. You don't dread Mondays. Okay? Listen, I want you to build a great team. I want you to build a great culture. But in order to do all those things, you need to make some frickin' money. And too many times, over and over and over, I'm seeing contractors get shortchanged. They're delivering amazing value. You guys are bending over backwards for your clients, and you know who I'm talking about right now. Think of that client right now that you know you busted your ass for, and you had nothing to show for it. Okay, mine was a guy named Bill in Naperville, Illinois, who I've shared about before. Okay, that was my really expensive education. I sold a $28,000 job that it cost me $45,000 to do. And it was the first big job I did many, many, many years ago. Over and over throughout the years, myself and guys and girls like you, we add all this value. We do this beautiful work and we're not making the money we need to make. So here's my thought of the day on this. Stop being a starving artist. If you're not making 200 grand a year or more, then you need to change some things, because if you're delivering amazing value and quality of work and a great experience, then your phone's ringing and you're doing work. And you can build a business. It doesn't have to be a huge monster business, but there's no reason that you can't be making a couple hundred grand a year. You personally, not the company revenue. I'm talking about you. Okay? Listen, higher profits, higher income relieves a lot of stress in life, All right. And it makes the climb easier so that you can do all those other things that you want to do. If you want to give and you want to have benefits to your for your people, if you want to create an awesome culture, okay, all these things are easier when we're making money. Okay. And again, you don't have to set a big revenue goal or have a lot of people in your company to have a successful business, but you have to make a strong profit. So I want to define strong profit just so we're all on the same page here. To me, it starts with a 50% or better of the sale price, which is your gross profit. So if you sell a job for $1,000, you pay your guy or guys, you pay the material, you pay the labor burden, you pay rentals, you pay, you know, permits, anything, any check you need to write to produce the job, you should be keeping half the money. So that $1,000 job, you should have at least $500 left. Now that $500 goes to pay overhead, which you are part of overhead. Your profit is overhead, your phones, your marketing, okay? The vehicle wraps, whatever else you're doing. These things are overhead. So if you're not getting 50% or better gross profit, that's your sale price, cut it in half. If you're not keeping that amount of money to pay basically the bills and have some profit left over, then you got to turn things around. Okay, so the second thing, overhead costs are another killer for a business for profits. So how do I approach overhead? All right, well, here, time out. Okay, overhead is everything that gets paid in the business, even if you don't do any jobs. So if you have shop rent or a mortgage, if you got the electric bill, you got your cell phone bill, you have your administrative assistant in the office who gets paid whether a job comes in or not, any amount of money that goes out that is not directly related to a job is your overhead. So here's how I approach overhead. I look at everything I'm spending money on, and if it makes me money, I keep it, all right? If it ain't making me money, I get rid of it. It's that simple. So you've got to measure and know the ROI of what you're spending your money on. And if you can't measure it, call a timeout and evaluate. So if you're doing some marketing thing, you better be tracking the leads that come into your business to know that, okay, I got this lead from Angie's List or Home Advisor or referrals or Google pay-per-click. Everything you do should be uniquely tracked in your marketing. If you have an employee that is working in the office for you, who is part of your overhead, or a superintendent or anything like that, you need to have a clear measurement system in place to understand the value of what they're bringing to the business. Okay? Everything that you're spending money on should bring you a positive ROI. And if it's not, you either need to do some better training or do some tweaking, or you need to cut it out and move on. All right, so let's recap. Sell at a higher price so that you can keep 50%. And then you got to be honest about your overhead. Okay, be real about it. This is going to keep more money in the kitty for profit and to provide you the freedom that you want in your business. All right, last thing today, guys. We're a little solo cast. Each year, our Contractor Sales Academy, we hold an event called the Profit Summit. And this year, it's going to be in Burtonsville, Maryland, at my CSA partner's house, Steven Schinholzer, who's been on the show before. So go back a few episodes, look for Steve Schinholzer. I think I'm going off memory here. His podcast was called The Golden Rule of Business. All right, something along those lines. I could look it up right now, but I'm not going to. All right, so I'd like to invite you to attend this two-day event. And listen, this event is different than so many other business events that I've been to in the past, because we peel back the bullshit and we get in the room and we all tell the truth about what's going on in our own lives and in our businesses. So right now you're going, hey, this sounds like a blast, Tom. That's something I really want to do, get in a room with a bunch of people I don't know and talk about all the things that are in my closet. Okay, my deep, dark secrets and the things that are going wrong. And listen, that can be terrifying, right? I mean, I get it. But the problem with most events is we all wear masks. We all puff ourselves up. We beat our chests and we bullshit everybody. I go to several events a year and I promise you that most of the people, I mean, I see people on the stage and on panel discussions, people giving advice, people I'm talking to in the hallways. And when I get behind the scenes and you pull the curtain aside and you start digging into the life, you dig into the business, what you realize is most contractors are on the hamster wheel. They're working too much. They're not making enough money. They don't have the type of life or business that they want to have. And they're just not dealing with some of the root issues and the head trash and the things like that that are keeping them from building the life and the business that they want. So this Profit Summit, this is a place where we can all let our guards down and be real and get the help that we really need. There's no judgment here. No making you feel small about where you are. It is just a group of no BS individuals that are there to help each other get better for a couple days. Listen, we talk about life. We talk about your fears. We talk about excuses that we make. We talk real and open and honest about money and leadership and a lot of other stuff. So I want to extend an invite to all of you that are listening that if you feel that this is a point in time that you're ready to just move past the bullshit in your business, that you've been at it too long and things aren't getting better because you keep slamming your head in the door year in and year out, and you think it's going to get better next year and it doesn't. And then you put your resume together because your wife's pissed off at you or your spouse is ticked at you because you're working too much, not making enough money. And I've been there, guys. Every winter I would put my resume together until I finally started getting real with where I was in my life and in my business. Okay. So I want to invite you to apply. Last year, we had over 30 brave people attend our event, and it changed their lives because they came to work. They came with a humble and open attitude where they were willing to bear all because they knew the payoff on the other end was that much better. So head over to motorhard.com/summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, motorhard.com/summit. Fill out the application, because not everyone is a fit for this event. Not everyone's a fit. What we don't want is we don't want people that are going to come give us money to come to the event and then walk away and not change their life and not change their business. So we're really selective. We're really picky about who gets to come, because we want to have amazing results for the people that invest the time and money to get out there. So listen, today is a wrap. So just to recap one more time, and then I'm going to let you guys go today. Don't sit back and wait for shit to happen. Get out there and make a play. Okay. Every team has a guy or a girl on their team that when something needs to happen, they step up, they put the team on their back. And that's what I'm asking you to do with this whole hunting and prospecting thing is get out there and make something happen this week, today, tomorrow, the next day, build the habit. And oh my God, a year from now, imagine the results that are going to be coming in. All right. Second thing, refuse to be a starving artist. Instead, do what you love and get paid, but you got to put the work in, the same work that you've been putting in, honing your skills and your art and your craft. God, at least put half of that into building the business side of your skill set. All right. And then finally, if you think you're ready to really be challenging your life and business, apply for the CSA Profit Summit today at motorhard.com/summit. And we hope to see you out there. Oh, the event is in September. And I should probably give you those event dates. We are in Burtonsville, Maryland, September 28th and 29th. Okay, 28th and 29th, that week there. It's a two-day event. Or it might be the 29th and the 30th. See, I have the whole week blocked out because I'm there. But regardless, I'll have the dates on the motorhard.com/summit page. And this is, my friends, is why I need administrative help in my business, which is why I have my assistant, Roz, who can help me not be this unhelpful. All right. So with that, I'm out today. Have a great 4th of July. Don't blow yourselves up. And Travis, bring in the guitars.